Motorists to Protect. Brought to you by Midlands 103, the IBI, and funded by Commission the Man with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
On today's Irish to Protect, we look at how to protect biodiversity when building wind farms. Elaine Drummy works as an ecology specialist in the renewable energy sector, and it's her job to provide advice on protecting the flora and fauna during the development of sites.
I suppose I'm a gamekeeper turned poacher, or poacher turned gamekeeper, in that I was originally a consultant and worked as the consultant who wrote up the chapters for the EIAR, the Environmental Impact Assessment. And I've now started working with the developer a year and a half ago. And my role is different in that I suppose it's more focused. It's focused on providing technical advice and overseeing, I suppose, a broader range of projects all at the same time. So on a day-to-day basis, I could be working on five projects with different project managers, providing them with advice on biodiversity ecology. And reviewing chapters, reviewing documents, really. So chapters for environmental impact assessment reports is obviously a big part of it. And then the other thing, and I suppose that's the bit that really interests me, is I'm working on biodiversity enhancement or biodiversity management. These plans that are sort of an integral part of planning applications now. So I'm really being encouraged to sort of, I suppose, push the envelope and to think more about how we can do better on those sort of things.
She says wind farm developers will try and avoid areas of special conservation.
You know, it's never a no harm situation. Like, everything we do has an effect. So I'm sure lots of people are familiar with the sort of Buddhist ideals of not sort of even stepping on an ant. It's nigh on impossible to do that. So there is always, I suppose, some sort of a balancing or a negotiation between development and biodiversity. But I think it's important to say that while there may be an effect, there's always a requirement to offset or mitigate whatever that effect is. So in terms of biodiversity, it starts really, really early in the development phase. So most wind farm developers we'll be using GIS or geographic information systems to look at sites, and they'll be doing, you know, there'll be a lot of focus on things like wind speeds and so on. But biodiversity is also one of the key issues or key areas that people start to look at very early on. So we try and avoid things like known areas of, I suppose, conservation value. So you're looking at Natura 2000 sites. So that's the special areas of conservation or the special protection areas for birds. Those generally are avoided as much as possible. And then the other things would be, you know, sort of known ecological sensitivities. Okay, that sounds very fancy, but really what we're talking about there are things like deep peat. So if you've got, you know, a raised bog, logistically, from an engineering point of view, it's not very sensible, but also from a biodiversity point of view, we don't want to be going into something where, you know, you're potentially causing an effect on peatlands as much as possible. And then areas as well for birds or bats in particular, where, you know, there's known roosting or breeding sites, you try to avoid, or as the design, I suppose, of the wind farm progresses, you if you can't avoid, you then try and work out how you're going to mitigate for any effect on those species or habitats. I was very fortunate last year to go to Croatia to attend a wind and wildlife conference. So there's a whole room full of people who were primarily environmental scientists, environmental engineers, and ecologists, and they're sole aim was to try to present and discuss information that could help us all to achieve the sort of net zero gains or net zero aims in terms of decarbonization, but at the same time, you know, not sort of compromise our biodiversity in the sense that, you know, what can we do better. So some of the things that are very, very interesting are the, you know, countries like Germany in particular have adopted technology that curtails, or otherwise this slows, stops the turbines for bats, and they're using AI, so artificial intelligence. And I don't know an awful lot about this in terms of the tech, but what I do understand is that essentially you might see a bird of prey that you don't want to fly into your turbine, and it's sort of a live system, and the system then recognizes through the AI that this is a bird of prey that we don't want to hit, and it closes down the turbine, so it turns them off. And the fastest turbine can be switched off in approximately 27, 28 seconds. So that's pretty spiffy if we can start to do that where we have, you know, in the right places where we need to ensure that we're reducing mortality of species as much as possible. So there's a lot of work on that kind of area in ecology and wind farms. And it's very, very interesting, very much in its infancy, but very interesting.
Many wind farms around the Midlands are offering amenities around the sites like Mount Lucas and Cloncrean.
The important thing is that the park run and the recreation trails are all in the right places. So, and that there isn't a conflict with biodiversity. So that's something that within our own company and with our own team, I'd often have a conversation if they're hoping to provide a recreation offering. I would ask, where is this going to be? Or I'd be consulted on that. So I can advise and say, well, actually, this is a bit of a sensitive area. You know, we actually moved a turbine because of this. Can we keep out of this area? So it can be done really well. And I think Mount Lucas is probably an excellent example of that. But I think most wind farms have the potential to offer that kind of, I suppose, again, it's that balance piece. It's the having recreation without unduly disturbing your wildlife, your biodiversity.
Manager for PowerGen Development at Bordenmona, Katrina Dennigan, says a number of measures were carried out at Mount Lucas Wind Farm to enhance the environment for the local wildlife.
A number of rehabilitation work has been carried out on site here, where they've blocked drains, they've raised the water levels, and that's all part of re-wetting the peat and encouraging natural development of wetlands and other habitats here. You know, it would be quite common on site here that you would see mammals and reptiles such as the common lizard, the common frog, the Irish hare. You might be lucky and see a fallow deer or otters when you're out and about on your walk or cycle.
For more information about biodiversity and wind farms, see Ours to Protect, or there's a fact sheet on midlands103.com.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Midlands 103, the IBI, and funded by Commission the Man with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.